We need each other.
That's facts.
I need my sisters. I need my brothers out here.
A coward dies a thousand deaths, and for all the bootlickers, may you die a thousand and one.
The place for the realest conversations.
Tory Lowe, what, all the ashes? Or you want all the smoke? Oh, just,
man, I'm with all that smoke too, man.
I didn't see Ron Johnson. He trash. Chisholm is trash. How the hell are you here to help us and your kids are dying in the street?
I understand that this is Milwaukee and everyone believes that if someone says something, it's mentioned. It's not.
I don't care if it's the pastor. If you see the pastor acting right, you check that fool. Where's the results?
Talking topics that need to be highlighted and discussed in our communities.
Would you trade places with a black person?
Sure. No, I would not.
Have you ever said the N-word? Come on, be the truth. We on the truth.
Unfiltered and unfazed, this is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
The reason I believe that racism is getting worse is because whites know that they will be outnumbered in about 20, 21 years. They're going to be outnumbered.
Hey, Tory, man. How are you doing, brother? I'm actually from India. We brown people can totally relate with you. And sometimes it's like, did that just happen to me?
We have to not let the government mind us either.
That cop ain't never been brought to the public because he ain't normal, and he may not even exist no more.
Say no more. Release the video.
You know, you keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're going to take over this talk radio, man. Just keep on focusing on what you're focusing on. I wish you a lot of love.
God bless you, brother.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio in Milwaukee, here is Tory Lowe.
Lucky boy, go crack.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And somewhere in this hour, somebody is going to win
money.
$5,000. Yeah. From the big group of law offices, 5K giveaway. We've been entering in everybody to win for the last 3 months.
All facts.
Now, today, somebody's going to win.
More money.
$5,000. Hey, look, so keep your ears open now. Because if we call and you don't answer the phone.
Hey, one call, that's all.
Don't try to flip back around and be like, did you call me?
We only going to call you once.
Hey,
and then we moving on.
So keep your ears open and sit by the phone. You know how people like do the spear fingers?
Right.
Do the spear fingers by the phone. You feel me? Try to do the voodoo,
you know,
magic.
What I'm
so it can be your phone to ring, right? But there is a situation I need to get an update on, a situation that I was involved in last weekend. I went down to Chicago. The mother of Javon Nielsen gave me a call, the family gave me a call and needed me to come down to Chicago to kind of help them and kind of, you know, give them an understanding because they had a missing person. Her son was missing. And, like I said, I'm an organizer. So we went down there. I spent time with the family and gave them, because the media wasn't taking
them serious
or not giving them the resources from,
correct,
you know, that they wanted to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I know certain, you know, things that need to take place to create the environment. So when I got the call the other day and heard that the body was found and it was Javon coming out the river.
Wow. My condolences to the family.
And we didn't know at the time. I couldn't say nothing on the air,
yeah,
because I didn't want to put this out here without knowing if it was exactly him.
Yes.
So I guess the mother went down there. Tangela went to see, was that her son? And it was.
Man.
So sending prayers out to Tangela and
And her family.
And her family because, you know, I'll say this, you know, I try to, sometimes when I look for missing people, they come back alive.
Yes.
And sometimes they come back unalive. Yeah. But, you know, we just do what we can.
Yeah.
So I had a heavy spirit once I heard that it was Javon that was found. His body was being pulled out the river down in Chicago. But we got a news article on it. Let's listen.
He has been missing for 2 weeks now. And tonight his mother was asking you for your help to find him. She's worried something terrible has happened to 24-year-old Javon Nelson. NBC5's Evrod Kasmi walks us through this mystery.
I don't know what it's like to not be without my son. I don't know what it's like to not be with my son.
It's been 14 days since Tangela Nelson has seen or heard from her son, Javon J.B. Nelson. The 24-year-old made a frantic call to her for help back on Tuesday, April 9th.
The last phone call, he said, Ma, I need help. Ma, could you help me? He said, Ma, do you hear that? And I'm like, no, I don't hear anything. And he just got... He sounded really, really frightened.
Javon was last seen leaving his girlfriend's house on the 3200 block of East 92nd Street. Where he was heading and why is still unclear.
He didn't run away. He vanished. And I need to know where he is.
We were looking under the Calumet Bridge in the river. We were looking in abandoned buildings. We were looking behind garbage facilities.
Word of Jovan's disappearance has spread on social media. Flyers posted inside businesses around where he was last seen caught the attention of Christopher Amator with the St. Christopher Project. Never having met this grieving mother till today, Christopher organized a search team of around 150 migrants. They spent the day searching nearby wooded areas at 87th Street Beach.
Nadie aquí, nadie acá.
As the mystery surrounding Jovan's whereabouts deepens, the smile seen between mother and son in these photos seemingly fades with each passing day.
Hey.
Tangela, however, is not giving up.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this, you know, this is why I say we have to, as a community, we have to be there for each other.
Yes.
And, you know, once, you know, because once you get it out there, anything takes place, you know,
yeah.
Once, because that's what you want. You want attention.
That energy.
So, like I said, I had a post that I posted that went viral.
Yeah.
You know, I like I said, we had to create the
that
awareness.
Energy. Yeah.
And then, you know, we watched them get the resources, and now for me to hear from the family that he was pulled out from the river at Calumet.
Mm.
And they said that he could have been in the river. They was always saying, hey, can we search the river, you know?
Right.
And because he went and talked to a bridgeman.
Right.
And the bridgeman said he left the bridge area and went back toward where his girlfriend's house was.
Right.
But somebody said later he came back and then, you know, but... just one of those things where it's just sad. The body was recovered by police from the Calumet River on Chicago's far south side. This happened Wednesday, and the body has been identified by his mother. Once again, you know.
Prayers go up.
Yeah. But also, you said that something is going on right here in Milwaukee where Gwen Moore is demanding some type of investigation in the SDC, Elizabeth.
Yes, she is. Gwen Moore calls for a federal investigation into SDC as the agency works to finish 800 clients' tax filings.
So it's 800 people that need their taxes filled
out. That they have. They have their taxes and they're supposed to be filing
them. So the SDC do taxes?
Yes.
Okay, so 800 people went to them to do the taxes.
Correct.
And now they don't know what's going on.
They closed abruptly.
With the tax people paperwork inside.
Yes, because remember when a Truth Nation hit the talk
right.
to text yesterday
they
and stated.
They said they got theirs.
Yeah.
You know, you know what, you know, I was going to say something, but you know what, because even if the federal investigation do come and people do get arrested and things like that, it's a hole in our community.
Facts.
How are they filling that hole?
That's the question.
That was a huge resource organization
mm-hmm.
on the north side.
Yep.
Even though it was slow, working slow, so many people hey. Couldn't get through.
Facts.
But that's a whole nother story.
The money did, though.
How are they filling? What organization? Where are they redirecting
the people? Correct.
The people.
Correct.
Is it the 211?
Again,
we getting the hotline bling.
Pretty much.
Oh,
pretty
wow.
Pretty much.
Well, hey, look, we gonna keep following this story because, like I said, I want to know why the finance director is not, his face ain't everywhere.
That Patrick. Part. Yep. Old Patrick.
I mean, we got George Hinton.
Yep.
I mean, they got all his stuff out in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't even pronounce the last name, but
me either.
I know the first name is Patrick.
Yeah.
He was the finance. He was the person that was calculating the numbers back there with the calculator with the pencil in his head. You know,
he had all the books.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? He was over the books.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If you're going to put the CEO out there.
Put his partner in
put
crime.
Put the person out there that was handling the finances.
Yes. Patrick, last name, K-I-R-S-E-N-L-O-H-R. That's Patrick, first name, last name, K-I-R-S-E-N-L-O-H-R. Director of Finance of Social Development Commission.
Director of Finance.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
He gets to hide in the shadows.
All facts.
But he know where all the money, he know where all the bones buried.
He know where it's buried. Mm. He had the books.
He know where it went.
It was his responsibility.
And, yes. And he ain't black.
He's not black. He's European.
And what I'm saying is, put both of them up there.
Please put them both up there.
Because it sounds like it's a scam operation.
I mean, it go with the question of the day. Because that's Aiden in the bed.
That is Aiden in the bed.
He's definitely
guilty. It definitely goes with this question of the day. And speaking of the question of the day, I'm going to have to go to the polls. And, you know, we going live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. And we got the poll. If your loved one commits a crime, will you A, call the police, B, help them out, C, don't come by my house? And surprisingly, call the police started out strong.
Right.
At 50.
Right.
And help them out went from 3% to 11%.
Okay.
But then it dropped down to 10%.
Mm.
And don't come by my house is 52%. Hey, I don't want to know.
I don't know.
You know, but this is a real question because people are going to have these situations. And I always say, you got to have a line.
Yeah.
See, I don't cross the line. If you harm innocent life, we're going to have a problem.
Right.
If innocent life is being harmed, we're going to have a problem.
Right.
Like, as a person that's an advocate that's out here trying to see progress, I got to draw the line.
Yes.
So, you know, I say, whatever you're doing out here, as long as you don't harm innocent life, we ain't got a problem.
Right.
Leave the innocent people alone. If you out here trying to do whatever you're trying to do, however you're trying to do it,
yep.
If you cross the line and harm innocent life, we going to have a problem.
All facts.
Yeah. I don't care what you believe in.
Yeah.
I don't care what lifestyle you're trying to live.
Right.
I don't care what you into.
Do your thing.
But if you harm innocent life,
yep.
Me and you going to have a real problem at that point. Hey, look, when we come back, I think it's that time, Elizabeth Brown.
Hey, that one call.
I think it's that time. When we get back, I think we're going to have to put in some work.
Hey.
Somebody about to get $5,000 today on the Tory Lowe Show. We're going to find out who.
Hey.
Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Today is the day we're giving away $5,000 from our Gruber Law Offices 5K giveaway. Look, we've been entering people in for the last 3 months, and today is the day that we're going to start making them calls, Elizabeth Brown.
Hey, it's about that time.
All right, you ready, DJ Brother Z? Hey, look, all right, well, we're going to make our first call. Let me Let me tap in. Y'all can talk to DJ Brother Z and Liz. I'm just dialing.
Hey, hopefully they tapped all the way
okay,
in.
Okay, there you go.
There we go.
Come on, Tori.
There we go.
Money, money. Yeah, yeah.
All circuits are busy now.
Oh,
please
no.
Try your call again later.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Somebody.
Oh, dang.
No. I ain't going to even say the name. I'm going to do it one more time just in case because, you know, mistakes can happen.
You think you got fat fingers?
No, I don't think somebody would call in and leave a number. Maybe I have to dial it again. Hold on. Let me try it one more time.
One more again. Ooh-wee.
Hold on. Hey, look, I'm a.
So, dial a number.
Hold on. I am dialing it. I'm just saying.
And then let it ring.
We trying to let it ring. You know, it's not ringing. Okay, so here we go. One more time.
All circuits are busy now.
Hey, we gotta move on to the next. Maybe it was the first. Maybe the number got messed up somehow. Man, okay, well, we gotta go on to the next. Here we go. We gonna try the next person.
All circuits are busy now.
Please
try your call again later.
See?
Okay, so is the phone system working? I mean, what's going on? Because there's two calls in a row like
this. Okay, so call the first number because it got a ring first.
Maybe I have to call it from my phone.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to try it. Hey, DJ Brother Z, Jason Smith, somebody come up in here because I don't know if this phone is that because I did it twice now. There's two calls that ended up like that.
Yeah, we the common denominator, so maybe we doing something wrong.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so Jason Smith just came and said, dial one first.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Look, because we trying to get somebody $5,000. Okay, this is a lot.
$5,000 richer.
Look, I know you sitting by the phone right now if y'all listening. But we going to get it right. Okay, so we got to dial the one.
Yes.
Okay, so here we go.
And not really a city girl in the chat saying, it don't sound like you dialing her number.
All right. It's ringing. There
it's
we go.
It's ringing.
Hey. Here we go. Hey.
Come on, girl.
Hello?
Hello.
It's Kiana there?
This is she.
Hey, how you doing? This is Tori Lowe.
From the Tori Lowe Show, from 1 to 4.
How you doing?
Oh, my God.
Hey, look, you picked up the phone.
Our
one call that's all Gruber Law Office's 5K giveaway winner. You got
$5,000. $5,000, Queen.
Hey, look. We entered you in to win. And we called you. You answered the phone. What was you doing?
I was actually taking a nap.
Hey, wake up. Money calling.
Hey.
Money calling. Well, wake up. Which is unusual
because I'm usually at work at this time.
Hey.
I really am.
Look,
congratulations,
so Kiana. Look,
you have won
$5,000 from our Gruber Law Office's 5K giveaway. And, you know, what do you want to say to the people, to Truth Nation?
Prayer works.
Hey, come on, Queen. What you going to do with your
$5,000? Well, after I give my 10%.
No, that's right.
I'm going to help my daughter pay for her. She's in college up north.
Okay.
I'm going to have her pay for her rent for the summer for her to stay there.
Oh, wow.
That's what's up.
Salute.
Well, I got to ask you that big question. What station made you a winner today?
Hey, the truth.
Hey, listen.
101.7. Thank you so much.
Hey, look. Hey, can you imagine being woke up out of your sleep?
Hey, please wake me up anytime. Hey, money listen, calling.
The God I serve. Yes, I can.
Come
I
on,
can
Queen.
Honestly think that when I made that prayer, He said, "Hey, it's wake up. It's time."
Hey.
Wake up, it's time.
Half.
One call, that's all. Hey, $5,000 richer, Queen.
Hey, if you or a loved one have somebody injured in an accident, give Gruber Law Offices a call. Look, we got $5,000 out here to Kiana. Answered the phone in her sleep. Sleeping, woke up, answered the phone.
Bruh.
Hey, half.
Congratulations, all right. Queen.
You. Thank you. I'll stay on the lines. I guess DJ Brother Z going to take care of you. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Check. Straight up. Straight up. Yeah. Straight up.
Hello.
Hey. Bitch, I go by Mike. Straight up.
For sure, this something. 101.7 The Truth. Truth Nation. Tory Lowe here to talk about my friends at Cousin Subs. You need to check out this new sandwich on their menu, the Wisconsin Cheese Steak, featuring either steak or chicken, bacon, cheddar cheese, sauteed onions, and their new Cheddar Supreme Cheese Sauce. It's a match made in heaven with the finest Wisconsin cheeses. But it doesn't stop there. Don't forget to pair that cheese steak with their new Orange Dream Shake. Only for a limited time. Order in store, order online, or with the mobile app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Hey, look, somebody got $5,000 from
salute
the big group of offices.
Queen. Yes.
5K giveaway. Kiana, salute. Hey, for official contest rules, go to 1017thetruth.com. Also, the question of the day, we getting to the end of the show. And if you are watching us live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube, we got the poll, and I'm surprised. I'm surprised. This poll is, it tells a lot. It says a lot.
It's telling.
Yeah, it's telling, you know.
Okay.
The question was, if your loved one commits a crime, will you A, call the police?
Call the popo.
B, help them out.
Aid in a bed.
Try to come up with something. Right. Some people say helping out. Now, Black countries like helping out is like get them the resources they need.
Right. Like and help them turn themselves in. And
get the lawyer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Help them out. I mean, that's helping out.
That's
right?
Helping out. Yeah.
It ain't always I got to stash you in the back.
All facts. All facts.
But helping out could be, hey,
it's broad.
I'm going to get you a lawyer.
Yeah. Well, like Eddie said, it's a box in the garage.
Yeah, like in the shovel.
Right.
Something, you know.
Yeah.
A. And C, don't you come to my house now. Don't bring that mess, that energy my way.
That part.
And a lot of people feel like, look, if you did something crazy, don't even come by me.
All facts. Because, again, if I don't know nothing, I can't say nothing.
Right. Don't mess up what I got going on. I don't want the
I don't want the SWAT kicking my door in.
I don't want nothing going on with my residence. 56% said don't come to my house.
Right.
I don't even want to know. Hello, I did. No, no, don't. No, stop it right there. Hey. Now, whatever you did, now I'm going to go turn, get the Bible and turn it to the 24th Psalm. Yeah, I'm going to read you some scriptures. That's all I got for you now.
See no evil, hear no evil.
Hey, yeah, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I'm going to read you that scripture. But I don't want nothing to do with it.
Right.
Hey, you're going to have to walk that walk. You know, you did the crime, you got to do the time.
Real talk.
But like I said, this is a real question.
It is, especially, it's about to get worse. It has to get worse before it gets better. Mm-hmm. But you got to have, you know, a plan, like you stated. These are questions that you need to ask yourself and go to having conversations with your loved ones,
right,
and your family members so they know.
Be proactive.
The serious we are, because we can prevent them from doing stuff stupid by having these real life conversations. So.
And also, there was a situation that I wanted to talk about that, you know, I've been pushing this story all, you know, I've been kind of overlooking it because we had so much conversation.
Right.
But I want to get this conversation in because this situation is
severe. Very much so.
Now, there was a man who physically assaulted and raped a young girl.
He was a rapist. Yes.
But he did the crime. And now
Crimes.
A judge says that he's going to get physical castration.
Yes.
As a sentence.
Yes.
They going to hack it off. Or
chemically.
That's chemical?
Yes.
It's castration. Castration. Yeah. You know, I always hear people say if you rape somebody or you raping kids,
facts,
they want castration.
Facts.
Yeah, you shouldn't even be able to have the opportunity to even do it again.
Come on.
But let's listen to see what took place.
Good evening to you, friends. Thank you for joining us. I'm Greg Merriweather here with Elizabeth Val. We're going to start with a case that's getting a lot of attention after a judge issued a rare and much talked about punishment for a man who admitted to raping a young teenager.
The suspect will serve prison time and will be physically castrated. Miranda Thomas spoke with prosecutors today. Miranda.
Prosecutors say many sex crimes go unreported because victims are afraid, but they're hoping this case serves as an example of what could happen when victims come forward.
Prosecutors in Livingston Parish say justice is finally served after 54-year-old Glenn Sullivan admitted he raped a young girl.
The allegations have began several years ago that Mr. Sullivan had repeatedly raped her. And one of the rapes, actually the first rape, at the age of 14, she became pregnant.
Oh, wow.
A judge sentenced Sullivan to 50 years behind bars and physical castration. Castration is something Assistant District Attorney Brad Cassio says is not common, but paints a clear picture.
The state legislature gives us tools that we can use to fight crime and protect victims. And this is one of those tools in a prosecutor's toolbox that we have at our disposal. And if I have the opportunity to do it, and I think that it's just, and that the crime calls for it, I'm going to try my best to use it.
Current law says a judge.
Hey, look, like, you know, I believe if this was actually a real law, people probably wouldn't do it.
Hey, again.
I mean, or they would know that the consequences would be castration.
And it probably become even, yeah. But this guy, not only was he raping her all of this time, he was threatening her and her mother.
Right.
You know, continuously. Like they said, this was over years.
Right.
After her becoming pregnant the first time,
right,
you know, he raped her. So this was ongoing. And from what the article that I was reading in U.S. Today said, he took a plea. And a part of that plea was the, you know, castration.
And prison.
Yeah. 50, yeah. Yep.
What? How many years?
50 years.
50 years. Yeah. So.
And physical castration.
Man. And you know what? The thing is, they don't take too kindly to people who mess with young people in jail. You
Not
know?
At all.
They say it's no honesty among thieves or nothing like that. But I'm going to tell you this. You go to jail and you got some
all
of these.
All facts. They separating themselves.
When they talk about you messing with children, for some reason, they don't take too kindly to that.
They don't like. At all. And they shouldn't, because a lot of these, you know, men that was in there got children.
Right.
You know, and wives. And you know, like they said, everybody that's in jail is not an animal.
Right.
You know, so.
I'll say this, you know, if that was the case, that's why I say you got to think about it. Like, if you going to go and take somebody's innocence or
yes.
take somebody's human and civil rights away from them and violate them, you know, I believe that however you did it, you shouldn't be able to do it again.
All facts. And 3 minutes ago, Tory, the man arrested in the death of the four-year-old was previously convicted of killing another pedestrian.
The one that hit the four-year-old and
that
the mother.
That hit the four-year-old and the mother, 30-year-old man.
Yeah, he had some other situation where he was in using the vehicle, mismanaging.
And was given 3 years probation after pleading guilty to a felony in 2018 crash that killed a 36-year-old man.
Hmm. A never-ending cycle.
All facts. And so, you had said that, too.
Right.
You was like, you know, the penalties that's coming behind this. So, you know, had that probation.
They had, you know, people need to understand that when you take life, you got to give yours, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about on all sides. You know, I'm talking about like when you, especially a four-year-old.
Yeah, Sakina.
Especially a baby. I mean, yeah, all life, but a baby and you drive off, but then to find out you got a history of this.
It's a history.
Like I said, you know, they gonna, you know, when they get to the point where you can't dodge a pothole and it's considered reckless driving and you get jail time, I mean, this is the situation they're gonna use to do it, to make it severe.
Yeah.
You ain't no lawmaker gonna overlook this one. If they was struggling to get it done, this 4 year old being hit through reckless driving and he got a history, it's gonna push all the laws over the top.
Again, it's too many times that you see, you know, DUIs and, you know, so many chances. And the sad reality to that is innocent people wind up losing their lives due to your lack, you know.
How old was this guy? What?
30.
So when he did the first situation, how old was he?
That was in 2018.
So just to call, he was in his late 20s or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is when these things happen, automatically they think about the young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they hear somebody hitting and running,
yep.
Automatically they got y'all thinking that it's the youth.
Correct.
And I've been telling people, this it's grown folks
I'm
doing this.
I'm telling you.
A lot of the last couple incidents, the last five or six or seven incidents that I've been dealing with or people have been calling me about, these was grown folks.
Correct.
These young kids that moved on, they didn't change.
And it's not only in Milwaukee. I was in St. Francis, the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like drunk driving
this is
crazy.
This is happening all over the place. Right. Waukesha, you see people on the highway. Like, it's all over the place. It don't have a color.
Right.
You understand? It don't
reckless
have a
driving
age.
It's irresponsible.
Come on.
That's what it is. And I'll tell you this. When I talk about, like, when we talk about penalties for these type of behaviors, great bodily harm and death and things like that, you know, it's sad that this four-year-old had, you know, lost her life. And trust me, they're going to run this up to Madison.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to run it up. Because if not by in 6 months or not by in 7 months or not by in a short amount of time, these whatever they was trying to pass going to be out here.
Right.
O782 says, how did the man continuously had access to the young woman to continue to rape her? Wow.
Because they didn't arrest him.
And they was he was around the family consistently. And most people who create victims, they watch their victims.
All facts.
They circle the victim.
It be somebody you know all right. the time. And at the end of the day, again, she became pregnant. Like they said, it was several times. And this time, apparently, you know, somebody took it serious. Because a lot of times these men and women who are violating, because right now there's a plethora of women that's going to jail, teachers and
right.
counselors.
You've been sending me stories about teachers that's raping these children.
Yes.
Women.
These are women. Yes. are raping these children.
Sometimes when we talk about these stories, we picture a male.
Right.
But really, it's men and women.
It's men and women. It's girls and boys. Like, you know, there is no one way or the other. You
right.
have to, and that's a lot of times we don't look at the full scope.
I don't know, Liz. I'm going to tell you this. I was asking somebody this question. And I'm gonna ask you this question. I think, you know, we talked about it a while ago, but can a man be raped?
Yes, he can.
Yeah, and I believe they, but do we even report?
No.
Due to the fact that they say you have to be tough.
And when you do, people laugh at you, you know?
I know it's a lot of rape going on.
Yes.
You know, correct. Big Bubba and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when a woman do it to a man.
If he said no,
right.
That's rape.
So if a man is in the middle of, you know, engaging.
And want to stop.
And say no.
He got a right to stop.
And that, so that's rape after that.
You're correct.
So how many men going to actually report that?
Again, the ones that do, you have some, but they didn't even say that the police laughed at them.
Right.
Because in reality, the way that we've been programmed to believe that even if you don't want it, you should want it. You know what I'm saying?
As a man.
As a man. You know, it's supposed to be like some type of brownie points or something like this woman. But again, if he don't want it, and now we're talking about these teachers with these young men.
Right.
These are young boys. And what people don't understand is when you take a child's innocence, they will never go back there. These young boys would never be able to date normally.
I think one of them got pregnant.
Yes, one of the teachers. I think it's two.
Don't quote me. Because you sent me a couple. I didn't know
it's
if it's the same teacher
but
or two
it's
different
teachers.
But it's
a plethora. I'm talking about it's really going viral now of these women who are raping these middle school and high schoolers.
Right. As educators.
Sending them pictures.
Everything.
There's one teacher who showed up to the house and threatened to kill the boy's mother because she wanted to see him and wanted to be with him and was saying that she was going to kill his mama if he didn't come with her.
Had the young kid turned out?
Apparently.
Oh, wow.
Apparently.
See, the thing is, we always stereotype these stories to make it think like it's one race or another. But this is going on all across the board. And that's why I said we got to always talk about what's going on with the youth and talk with our youth.
Yes.
Because they'll hold it
in. They're praying on them.
Sometimes when the parents find out, when you read these stories, they looking in the phone.
Yeah.
They looking in the tablet.
Yeah.
So much damage have already been taking place.
Get in their business because, again, it's never too late until you have to call the police because then pretty much it's – damage been done. And then you have Marcel. No, this is Travis.
Yeah, Travis.
In the chat. Say, where was these teachers at when I was in school?
Hey.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
When I tell you that it's a lot of grown.
See, that's the mentality,
but
though.
But as an advocate, you know, and a survivor of child rape, I talk to a lot of grown men right now who have been violated that didn't know they were being violated and unable to function in real relationships because when somebody come in and take your innocence like that, you equate being intimate and it's always sexual.
That's what happened with R. Kelly. He said his family member did him like that.
And you see where that went.
Right.
All the way left because, again, you don't know how to be intimate without the physical part. And a lot of people don't know how to maintain due to them being violated early on. So,
they create victims.
Yes.
They start creating other victims.
Yes.
Without dealing with that, without
healing
from that.
Because it became normalized.
Right.
Matter of fact, we don't even look at it as a violation. They like, boy, you know, giving them a high five.
Now you're a man.
That part.
And that don't even make you a man.
It don't.
Accepting the responsibility makes you a man.
Facts.
You know, I want to comment on you know, what's going on 101.7 The Truth in the chat. That mentality, he says, where were these teachers when I was in school? Like, that's what I'm saying. That's why when we look at it like as a man, that's the exact idea of that happening.
Yeah.
Like if the son come
normalized
home and the hot teacher was messing with him and he tell the dad gonna be like, that's my boy.
Yeah, if the dad ain't dealt with his own,
right.
Because a lot of times it's a lot of black men, just men in general, who have been violated at an early age by somebody grown and everybody around them told him that it was okay and that he was a man, but in reality.
And they gave him a little, you know, gave him a little thumbs up.
And they're suffering in real relationships right now, you know, because again, when it's before your time, you equate certain things, the way your mind is calculating things is all off.
And I tell people, like, this is why I, you know, when I started going through my healing process, I apologized to me.
And that's the first step.
I looked in the mirror and I apologized to me.
Yeah, that's where it began.
Because we always talk about, oh, we got to do the cleaning. And, mm-hmm. and sometimes you gotta apologize to yourself.
Yes. Because yourself.
For the things you didn't know, for the things you didn't know, and for the things that you was participating in, where you may not have had the knowledge that you was participating in the detriment, not only to yourself, but to others.
Period.
And sometimes you grow up and you have these ideas in your head that were programmed through the music, through the television, through maybe the lack thereof of the family.
Yes.
A lot of criminal mindedness.
Generational.
A lot of the generational
ignorance.
Things.
Yeah. Yes.
So you have to apologize to yourself.
First.
You gotta say, okay, I'm sorry for
to me. Yes. Yes. Because in reality, when you think about it, King, the first war and the only important war is the war that you have within yourself.
Right.
Of the lack of knowledge that you have, the generational trauma that you passing down. And when you forgive yourself, then you can open your eyes and your heart.
Yep, to higher understanding.
To higher understanding, to the ability to be able to forgive those who have trespassed against you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times with my violator, what I find out, he was violated too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you've been violated as a child, a child has been touched, gonna touch, but a child has been taught to teach.
And the one that's sitting right here, write books to teach.
I do. Me and my daughter actually do write Lizzie B. the Busy Bee children's books that deal with, childhood traumas, the experiences. Because, again, a lot of us are walking around as adults as damaged children.
Hey, look, go to Amazon and go to Lizzie B. the Busy Bee book series and get your kids tapped in. Education.
All the way.
It's the key.
Yes, it is.
Hey, look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I got to get your final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Oh, you got your 42. Guys, I got 40 of them. I record these. You can't see my eyes because I be pouring up.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brothers Z on the ones and twos. Elizabeth Brown. It's the end of the week.
Yes. Full week.
The polls just switched up a little bit.
Hey, they switched up. What's this doing now?
Hey,
what's
101.7 The Truth. If you've been looking live on YouTube, joining the conversation in the chat, the question of the day was, if your loved one commits a crime, will you A, call the police, B, help them out, or C, don't come by my house? and it's the end of the show, and the numbers are in.
Okay.
The numbers are in. Call the police is at 38%.
Okay.
It started out strong.
It started, yes, it did.
Like, don't even tell me, because I'm telling.
Right.
It was strong, but it dropped down to 38%. Helped them out, went from 11% to 10%.
Okay.
To now it's at 13%.
Okay, so it went back up. Because
it went back up.
They understood it, the broad horizon after
because helping
black
them
conscious.
Out don't mean hiding them in the house.
Right.
Helping them out could mean getting them an attorney.
Yeah.
Getting them prepared.
Yeah.
To go into the system.
Take accountability. Right.
But don't come by my house was standing strong at 50%, but dropped to 49%.
Okay.
But it still wins the polls. So, C, don't come by my house.
They don't want to know.
They don't even want to know. Don't even call me. Truth Nation is spoken.
Hey, they say, if I don't know, I can't tell.
Hey,
so
look,
keep it moving.
You best not to even come over. Don't. What they say, don't darken my doorstep.
Don't darken my doorstep.
Hey,
that part.
Hey, look, you out there on your own.
Right. Hey, Truth Nation, thank you for standing up. Oh, and I got to give a salute out to Royalty Lawn Care. This brother pulled up and said he wanted to cut the grass. So salute to that brother.
That's what I'm talking about.
Black man helping a black sister out because my grass is growing a lot. You know, I'm out there
loving. The weeds was out there.
Hey. Them ain't
you
weeds.
You was getting the dandelions ready. The you was trying to make the dandelion juice.
The dandelion juice. You right. You know what I'm saying? But Truth Nation, it's Friday. Be safe. I love you.
Oh, happy birthday to your dad.
Yes, happy heavenly birthday to my father. He would have been 68 today. Salute to that king, because I wouldn't be here without him. So.
Oh. All right, I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual. We got a lot of work to do.
Hey, as always, King, it's a pleasure.
All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Tori Lo from 104, let's get it. All right, Queen.
All right, King.
Hey, look, Truth Nation, I'm going to tell you right now, we had another powerful week of conversations, and all we want you to do is get active. I appreciate everybody for adding to the context today. And look, have a fun, safe weekend. We're going to talk to you on Monday. Be safe. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next.
L-U-P the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.